Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
I want to open with this because it's kind of snuck in right before the busy holiday weekend, and I want to make sure, I think some folks probably are about to hear these words for the first time. So you just kind of lose track of things going into
sure.
the weekend.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, I'm just interested in whether people think this is a big deal. I'll read this statement that came out late Friday from the Milwaukee County Parks Department. We regret to announce that due to a lack of sponsorship, the traditional July 3rd fireworks at the lakefront will not be held this year. While we understand the cherished tradition this event holds for many in our community, we are committed to providing alternative celebrations to ensure a memorable Independence Day experience for all. So these are the big fireworks that always occurred the day before the 4th of July. I think the county for decades wisely understood that a lot of folks want to be in their own communities on the 4th. So this would be the one big event that would bring everybody down for the big show.
Yeah, Falls always has a July 3rd event too, but yes, this is the big, big one.
And it was big both in that it was the premier thing right there on the lakefront, but also because it was a pretty extraordinary show. I mean, if I recall, it went at least 20 minutes, if not a half hour every year, which is pretty long for fireworks. What do you want for fireworks? 10 minutes?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Eric's already out on fireworks.
I don't need
because
five
of
minutes.
The drones.
Yeah, well, yeah, the drone show is what I want from now on. And by the way, I'm not suggesting by any means that I'm happy about this. I'm disappointed that this is happening. I love these types of events. I love the pomp and the pageantry of a good July 4th show. So that part is disappointing. But yeah, I personally, as the dad of three, you start to graduate from needing to see these shows.
I think, too, what's interesting is this can be one of those things where everyone's sad about it, and then you ask yourself, but when's the last time you went?
Right.
Right. And I can't remember last time I went down a lakefront on the 3rd.
But clearly a lot of people do.
That is true. So this is a rare situation where oftentimes when you hear a very popular restaurant is closing, you know, well, was it as popular as we remember, or were they closing because they couldn't make it work because people aren't coming as much? This is still a wildly popular event. I don't think the numbers have dwindled in terms of folks who have gone down there. Of course, you have everybody who's done the thing of camping out and staking out their claims and being there overnight and things. Went away for 2 years, right? You had COVID year. And then the next year after COVID, when the county said, we can't put together the staff necessary to put up the fencing and to clean up the park after and do all of those things. And so it went away for a couple of years, then came back. And they're citing lack of sponsorship and the ability to put on this show. When we were kids, it was First Wisconsin for me. And then later First Star, and then U.S. Bank, I think, paid for, because that all merged into that, paid for it as title sponsor for a number of years. And then that sort of went away. And then there was this sort of, are we going to come up with the sponsors? Most recently, I'm looking here, Milwaukee County had American Family Insurance, the Kelbin Foundation, and Town Bank, a Wind Trust Community Bank, as the sponsors for last year's show. It's not cheap. The county says, let's see if I can grab the figure here for you. It's $350,000 for the fireworks. And then that doesn't count the additional cost. They say it's about $20,000 for additional staff labor hours, et cetera, et cetera.
So we were always able to afford it just thanks to the sponsorship, but not anymore because there's no ROI for the sponsor to do it.
Apparently. And get used to this. Like, things run their course. And I think what you're seeing in companies as well is they're being more careful about, you said, return on investment. They're being more careful about, I don't know if they're spending less in terms of their charity, but they're targeting that more specifically to see what's, pun intended, what's the bang for our buck, right?
Well, and it's also easier to track your bang for your buck when you're doing it different ways. If you're doing it digitally, you can see how many eyes are on your product all the time, and you can even specifically hit specific demos if you do that digitally, where for something like this, you know, who's going to buy the or get the bank account who's 18 years old who just happens to be watching the fireworks from the lakefront? I don't know.
Right. Was I any more likely to bank at First Wisconsin back in the day because, oh, that's the fireworks people. Okay, I'll go there. I mean, it was more about convenience and all the other things and services.
Sure.
So in terms of what companies are willing to fork over more than $250,000 on an annual basis for, what are we getting as a company in return for that?
But doesn't the community, or Isn't there something to be said for the expectation of the celebration of the country? Like, what do we have coming up here? What do we have in 2026? What will that be?
Will that be 250?
250th celebration of our country? I'm sorry. Sorry, folks.
Gets a shoulder shrug. I don't know.
Go to Hale's Corners.
I see what you're saying. I don't know that that's it, though. And the county did put out, like, look at all of the other fireworks celebrations. We're not done with fireworks.
Oh, of course not.
Right?
Of course.
So they've got Hale's Corners, Cudahy, Glendale, South Milwaukee. And in the city of Milwaukee, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you know, more than half a dozen fireworks shows in the parks that are already going to occur. Never mind what happens in your suburban communities as well. So it's not like we're not having fireworks for the 4th. We're just not having this one big show.
I'm telling you, though, maybe fire up a couple of drone shows instead. Might change some things.
Those aren't cheap either, though. What did you say that one?
Oh, I'd have to look it up after I talk to that guy. I mean, it's expensive, yes. Yeah. It's a lot of money, and it can be a short show, too. It may not be 30 minutes long just because of all the drones you're using.
A couple of texts on this. The fireworks were started in the 60s when they were part of the combined Great Circus Parade on the 4th, both of which were sponsored by breweries and First Wisconsin and its successors for decades. A few years starting in 2019, some other folks helping out. If the masses of people would clean up after themselves and behave, we wouldn't need all the extra money to clean up.
Ah, so that's why the sponsorships are leaving.
I think fair enough to some degree. I mean, we could leave the parks better when we leave them, but you're going to put 100,000 people down on the lakefront, you're going to have a mess. I don't care.
Who texted that? Well, was that Scafidi? Scafidi texted
that. Tell them to clean up. Fireworks, disappointing. Theensville canceled their Memorial Day parade. Patriotic fervor and mediocre economic conditions are in decline, unfortunately. So, number of things at work here. I think it's more just about the corporate investment and the fact that things sort of run their course. But I think we're going to see more of this. Like, our Gen X generation now is coming of age. We're the full-on adults here. And what we're seeing is things that were around for our childhood that were hot, that were cooking, that were part of our fabric are going away. What? Al's Run. Not going to do it anymore. Children's Wisconsin. Looking at return on investment for that. They want to do something different, but wasn't last year, not going to be this year. They're going to reimagine that. Like, there's a half-century staple.
Movies.
That's gone. You just mentioned the terrible weekend box office.
Worst in 30 years. Yeah, but Gen Xers, aren't they the ones with the money?
Yes, and we're the ones who should be nostalgic for this, right?
Right? So you'd think that if that demo has a whole bunch of money, or at least more than some of the other generations, you'd think that more things would be directed toward them.
Are people still going to camp on the 2nd into the 3rd anyway? Well, we always camp down here anyway.
So I can...
It'd be hilarious to see the tents popping up anyway. Big area staked out.
I love it.
Playing their beanbags and frisbee.
You and Scafidi, your heads would explode simultaneously.
They would. 821 on Wisconsin's Morning News.